This is Muata Curry. For those of you who are connected to Albany Community Charter School, you know him as Principal Curry. I lovingly call him my brother because we've been together since 1985. We've raised our kids as one family. We have exactly 7 kids in practice Kwanzaa every year since 1994. Jasiri was first. So I'm going to give you the mic, right? You okay?
Check, check. All right, what I'm about to do is perform a libation. This is an African ritual that we perform anytime we gather together to pay homage to those that came before us. It's appropriate at all times that we speak the names of the dead so they will live on in our hearts and our minds. In this cup, I have water. It represents the essence of life. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a series of statements, and you all are going to affirm my statement by saying the Yoruba word, Ashe. Let me hear y'all say that.
Ashe.
All right. In the name of the Most High, the creator of the universe, the one who is known by many, many names, and is sometimes called Amun, Ra, Jah, and Ptah, and is sometimes called Yahweh, Jehovah, and Allah, and is sometimes called Oludumare, Nkulu, and Yame, and is sometimes called the Great Spirit, the Christ, and the Almighty. Regardless of name, language, or land, God is one, the ever-present force that runs through all things great and small, and although unseen, is the source of all truth, all knowledge, and all wisdom. And it's by the grace of that great force that we are gathered here today in unity to fight for those who could not fight. And to them we say, to the motherland, Africa, the birthplace of humanity and the cradle of civilization. To the black man and woman, the original people of the planet Earth. To our children who represent the hope and promise for tomorrow. For our elders for whom we learn much. To the Nguza Saba principle of Umoja, unity, which we need in this battle today. To the black people of Kemet, who gave the world the foundations of knowledge in all the disciplines, in mathematics, in language, in literature, in science. For Ptahotep, Imhotep, Kajemni, Ani, and all others known and unknown, named and unknown, we remember them, and to them we say,
Ashe.
To all those who dared to stand up and defend our ancestral land, culture, and people from alien invaders, we remember them. For Hannibal, wait till I say the names, y'all, all right, it's okay. For Hannibal, for Shaka, for Nzinga and Ya Santiwe, for Samori, and all others known and unknown, named and unnamed, we remember them, and to them we say,
Ashe.
And to all those, to the ones we lost in the Maiafa, the greatest tragedy the world has ever seen, the African Holocaust of enslavement, to those that we lost who were kidnapped from their homes, those who were tortured and brutalized, raped and killed, to those we lost on that long, long march to the coast, to those that were huddled in ships like animals, to those who were too weak to make the journey, the ones that were thrown overboard, and to those who could not be killed, to the ones who refused to die, to the ones with that indomitable spirit, that unconquerable will, and that undying faith, we remember them. Their deaths are not in vain. To all those we lost, we say,
Ashe.
And to all those who dared to stand up for our dignity, who dared to fight, we remember them. for Harriet and Sojourner, for Frederick Douglass and Harry Highland Garnett, and all others known and unknown, named and unnamed, we remember them, and to them we say, and to all the freedom fighters, the ones who dared to speak truth to power, the ones who weren't afraid to stand up, the one who paid the ultimate price because they loved us so much. We remember them. For Malcolm and Martin, for Marcus, for Fannie Lou Hamer, for Mary McLeod Bethune, for all others known and unknown, named and unnamed, we remember them, and to them we say, and on this day, we remember all those that have fallen to the scourge of police violence and terror. We remember all those who have been the victims of the state. That's why we stand here today, to let them know that we are here to fight for them, that we are here to fight for justice, and that we remember them, and their lives will not be in vain. For Fred Hampton and Mark Clark and little Bobby Hutton, we say, for Amadou Diallo and Eleanor Butters and Augusta Spurl, we say, for the one who sparked it off, we remember him, George Floyd. Ayanna Taylor. Eric Gardner. Michael Brown. Tamir Rice. Tony Robinson. William Chapman. Eric Harris. Anaya Jones. Tanisha Anderson. Natasha McKenna. Breonna Taylor. Sandra Bland. Philando Castile. Tayron Martin. Ahmaud Arbery. For Dante Ivy. Latasha Harding. All right, call out the names. If you know someone who's a victim, if you know someone who's a victim of police violence, call their names out. I'll catch you. Cookie, stop talking to me. Edson Thevin. Call him out. Call him. Call him. Call him. Call him. Call him. Call him. Call the names. 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 Rakia Boy. Herbie Flowers. All right. For all of our ancestors, those named and unnamed, known and unnamed, we thank you for your struggle. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your courage and your commitment. We thank you for your knowledge and your wisdom. We thank you for the very blood that runs through our veins. And we vow on this day and all days to honor your legacy for as long as the sun shines and the rivers flow. For all our ancestors, we remember you. And today we say, Sante Sano.
Yo, we are an ancestor honoring people. That is why we are so strong. We are never alone. Everybody got ancestors. So white people, I know you've been disconnected from your cultures, but you had a culture before you were white, and you have ancestors. And maybe they need some reckoning. Maybe they need to heal from some shit. But don't repeat the shit that your ancestors repeated by ignoring, all right? So let us all heal with our ancestors, all peoples.